Kedushin Per Gimel Mishnah Test 3:9. And this Mishnah continues really on the topic of Sfeikos, uncertain marriage situations, which is the point of departure was the last sentence of the previous Mishnah, which had said HaMakadesh as Bito Stam, if a person marries off his daughter and doesn't specify which daughter he meant when he married her off, in HaBogros Bechlal, so then the daughters who are Bogros, older than 12 and a half, they're not dragged into the question. So our Mishnah here, Mishnah Test, is like developing that idea a little further. And the most simple way to explain this Mishnah is to think of it as a man who has had two wives. We'll call the first one Rachel, the second one Leah. And he has two daughters with Rachel first. We'll call those daughters the 11-year-old and the 12-year-old. And then he has two more daughters with Leah. We'll call those the 1-year-old and the 2-year-old. The essential point here is that even the youngest daughter from the first marriage, the 11-year-old, is older than the oldest daughter of the second marriage, the 2-year-old. And again, there are a few ways to describe, to draw a picture for this Mishnah, but the simplest one is as follows. A man, the suitor, he comes up to the father. He says, I'm looking for a wife. He presents the father with the exciting pruta, and he says, I'll give you a pruta in exchange for your daughter's hand in marriage. And the father says, okay, it's a deal. I'm marrying off to you my gedola, my older daughter. And the father doesn't specify which daughter he means specifically. Now, then comes machlokas tanaim here between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. What happens next? So the basic machlokas is a person prone to use an expression like older daughter in a way that paints himself into this halachic corner? You know, the principle is machis inish nafshe l'sfeika. People do say things which put them into an uncertain situation. And that being the case, that's Reb Meir Shita, any girl who could reasonably be called the older daughter is included in the suffix. That means that she is now possibly married. The consequence would be that all of those daughters need to get a get before they can move on their lives, because maybe this fellow is married to her, and maybe this fellow is married to her sister. Okay? Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says people don't do that. His principle is that ein machis. People don't put themselves into a situation of sveika, of uncertainty. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, of course, if he said his older daughter, what he meant was his oldest daughter. And therefore, the only girl who is possibly the one who's married off is the oldest one, that 12-year-old girl. Okay? So that's the idea of the Mishnah. I'll read you the words inside, and then I'll fill it a little more. The Mishnah says, Mishi yeshlo shtei kite vanos. A person has two sets of daughters. Mishtei Nashim, from two different mothers, right? So we had the Rachel and Leah, and the Rachel had the 11 and 12-year-old, and Leah had the 1 and 2-year-old. Va'amar, and now he says, Kidashti es biti ha-gadola. I married off my girl, who I refer to as the gadola, the older one. Ve'eni yodea, but I now don't know, im gadola shebagadolos, if when I did that, I was marrying off the oldest of the oldest set, meaning the 12-year-old, the older daughter of Rachel, oh, gedola shebektanos, or maybe the one who I meant was the oldest of Leah's children, meaning the 2-year-old, oh, ketana shebegdolos, or maybe even I could have meant the younger of Rachel's children, meaning the 11-year-old, shehi gedola min hagedola shebektanos, because she is older, as much as she's older than my other children, Leah's children, the 1 and 2-year-old. Since he can't now confirm retroactively what he had in mind necessarily, therefore, kulan asuros, so then all of these girls, meaning in this case I described before, the 2-year-old, the 11-year-old, and the 12-year-old, all become forbidden to marry anybody else until they get a get from this guy. Chutz min hakatana shebektanos, with the exception of the youngest girl from the youngest set, meaning the 1-year-old, Leah's daughter, because for sure he didn't refer to her as older daughter. She's the youngest daughter of his youngest daughters. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. Okay, for the reasons I said before, Reb Meir says people say silly things and paint themselves into halachic corners, and therefore we can't be certain, and therefore we have to be afraid of all the possibilities. Let me just speak out for a second. Although the Mishnah says the only one who is free to marry somebody else is the youngest of the youngest set, that's true if there are just two girls. But let's say hypothetically, both Rachel and Leah each had three daughters. So we have, let's call them like the 10, 11, and 12-year-old from Rachel. And then we have, let's say, the 1, 2, and 3-year-old from Leah. So then, for sure, all of Rachel's girls will be restricted, 10, 11, 12-year-old, all because they could be the older girl, because they're all older compared to Leah's children. But only the 2-year-old, only the 3-year-old, the oldest of Leah's children, can be called the older. Because it's not reasonable if Leah has 3 children, 1, 2, and 3 years old, that this fellow would refer to his 2-year-old as the older daughter, even though she is older than the 1-year-old, but she's even younger than her sister, the 3-year-old. So why would she be the older daughter? She's even younger than her full sisters, and certainly younger than all of her half-sisters. Okay? That's Reb Meir Shita. Now, Reb Yossi Omer Kulan Mutaros. Reb Yossi says, no, people don't do that. People don't paint themselves into these halachic corners where they'd be stuck in such a way. Lo machasinish nafshilis feika. A person wouldn't do that. And that being the case, kulam mataros chutz min hagadolish begadolis, the only girl who could possibly be the gadola when he said it, the older one is the oldest one, the oldest girl from the oldest set. And that'll be the halacha. Similarly, now the Mishnah is going to say the exact same case, just in reverse, where he married off the younger daughter, the katana. Okay, so the exact same principles at work here. He says, kidash es biti hakatana, I married off my younger daughter, v'eni yodea, im katana shebagdolos, if the one I meant was the youngest of the youngest, meaning the 1-year-old, o katana shebagdolos, or the youngest from my first marriage, meaning there's an 11 and 12, I meant the 11-year-old, o gadolos shebagdolos, or maybe I meant, you know, I have these 2 younger girls, the 1 and 2-year-old, as opposed to the 11 and 12-year-old, and when I said it, maybe I meant the 2-year-old, the older of the younger set, she katana mina katana shebagdolos, because she's even younger than the youngest daughter I have from my first marriage with Rachel. So therefore, kulan asuros, all these girls become restricted until they get a get from anybody else. Chutz min hagadola shebagdolos, with the one exception of the oldest girl from the oldest set, meaning the 12-year-old, Div Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says, again, because people do say silly things, but certainly he wouldn't call his oldest daughter his younger daughter. It's impossible. Reb Yossi Omer kulan mutaros. Reb Yossi says, no, all the girls are free to marry whomever they want, chutz min katana shebagdolos, with the exception of the youngest daughter from the youngest set, meaning the 1-year-old, and because people don't say things that paint themselves into halachic problems like that, lo machasinish, and that being the case, they're all free to go and marry whomever they want, except the youngest of the youngest. The question sort of becomes, the second part of the Mishnah really has the exact same principles of work as the first part, and therefore why do we have a second part at all? And the thought is that maybe, based on the nuance of language, that you use the term old and young a little differently. That's a havamina. But when you say old, maybe that would... lots of girls can be considered old because they're older, but none would be considered young except for the youngest. That's a thought. But anyways, the Mishnah is saying that's not the case. The same machlokas in Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi applies to both of a person gadola, older, or katana, younger. As you note, of course, unlike in English, there is no word here for oldest or youngest, which would, if there had been such a word, which would have, you know, obviate the whole need to say this Mishnah.